It can be very exciting. It has the ability to get into a lot of things, like the what's happened over overseas.
Kind of a watchdog.
The embassy, yeah, and it usually takes some really hot items that are really interesting items, and you can do it. The other thing is, don't forget, John is a senior Republican on the Transportation Committee.
Still there.
He's very much there, and he obviously he'd rather be chairman, but they have the rules, and he isn't, but. John Mica is still going to be a power, and thank goodness from the standpoint of the state and the issues that we have back here and the transportation issues, that John's going to be up there doing the best for the country, but also making sure that the best also helps Florida.
And also the Speaker did us a favor, too, by appointing by appointing Dan Webster, a congressman from this area. Keep in mind, Dan is a former Speaker of the House, former Majority Leader in the Florida Senate. He was like Mr. Transportation. In fact, a part of the 419 is named after him. He's like knows about transportation. So to have him there with his knowledge from the legislative experience, and to have John Mica tutoring him or mentoring him, I think we can still get what we need from this area.
What do you think in terms of Democratic committee assignments, Dick Batcher? Are you pleased with what you see?
Yeah, for the ones I'm really attuned to, I really have paid that much attention to all of them, to be honest with you. But I'm happy, let's say.
Well, at least they've got four more in Florida, so right. They've got something to argue about.
Well,
but,
I'm just
but they
happy
didn't
Alan,
do very well.
I'm just happy Alan West is gone, whatever that means.
Well, here's Alan West might be gone, but Alan Grayson is back. Let's talk about what Grayson might be doing as he gets sworn into office here, known for taking progressive stances, but a bombastic approach back in Congress after losing a reelection bid. And so what do you think, Lou Fry, Alan Grayson, is he going to be more tempered in terms of his approach in the Congress? Does he have to be more tempered?
Well, you don't have to be anything.
Temper.
Anything. Yeah, I think the first 30 days will show how he's going to play it. Is he going to be the person who gets headlines all over the country and gets some money from California and that? If he does, I think you're going to see the Republicans right here start now with a campaign to finding somebody to run against him. For the good of the country, I hope he is somewhat tempered.
Well, Dick Batchelor, what do you think? Is this a different time politically than when Alan Grayson was first in office? And can he play that role kind of as the firebrand given the political climate in Washington today?
Well, let me say this. First of all, I think so. You can't go through a defeat and not have some sense of moderation of where you are. But what's more sobering, speaking of moderation, but what's more sobering is the fact that district he won in was drawn for a Hispanic population. Yeah. And so there will be a Hispanic Democrat or Republican keyed up to get run against him. So he is going to have an opponent. And if there's a Hispanic opponent, I think he's going to take it more seriously. So I think he has the opportunity. And the question is, too, being that you're the minority in the House, you can still be the flamethrower, but still you got to get some things done.
Yeah, and if I recommend the Republican Party, they asked me what I thought. I said, look, get somebody, find some Hispanic right now who's well qualified to do it. Get behind, don't have a bunch of primaries, get behind somebody and start running today for that seat.
This gets into back to this idea. You're always running.
Well, absolutely.
It's always
every
happening.
Day, every single day. Yeah. In fact, it was an article. I cannot remember the numbers, but a United States senator, the day they're reelected for 6 years, have to raise so many thousands of dollars a day to finance a campaign. And unfortunately, not only raising money, but everybody's running for something. That's one of the shortfalls, I think, of term limits because, you know, if you're elected today to the legislature, by next year, you need to decide whether or not you want to be Speaker of the House 6 years out from your last term. So term limits are having an impact on it, too, and fundraising. Now, let me very quickly applaud Senator Gates, the Senate president.
Senator Don Gates. We're talking legislature now.
Yeah, right. And because what he has said is that one of his priorities is to do away with these committees' continuing existence because about 45 members of the legislature, House and Senate, created their own political action committees, and there are no limits. There's not like a $500 limit for a candidate. You could go raise $250,000 from, you know, Disney or the dairy farmers or whomever, and then you had your own war chest to give money out to people you want to support you. So it was all politics all the time. If they do away with that, that'll be one of the best things they've done.